This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Interstates in Florida packed bumper-to-bumper. Evacuations ahead of Hurricane Milton's smash into Florida's west coast late Wednesday or early Thursday. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee in Tampa.
Up and down Bayshore Boulevard, the very popular area where these big homes, they have all their debris piles out currently from Helene. And so the same area is going to take the surge they got, which was record, about 5 to 7 feet, and they could double it.
VP Harris calling former President Trump incredibly irresponsible for spreading falsehoods about the federal response to Hurricane Helene, like federal aid money being diverted to illegal migrants. Three people are dead in a medical helicopter crash in Owen County, Kentucky tonight, says the Federal Aviation Administration. A federal judge orders Google to tear down the digital walls shielding its Android app store from competition. Millions of Android apps in the Play Store library will be accessible to rivals. This is ABC News. It's the first Monday in October, and the Supreme Court is up and running.
On its first day of the term, the High Court rejected singer R. Kelly's appeal of his sex crimes conviction and his 20-year prison sentence. The justices also rejected former pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli's effort to overturn a $65 million fine for blocking competitors to the life-saving drug Daraprim. The court will allow an Alabama couple to sue an IVF clinic for wrongful death and the loss of a frozen embryo. In that, the justices declined to overturn a ruling by Alabama's highest court that sparked nationwide concern over access to IVF treatments.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Sissy Houston, the mother of Whitney Houston and two-time Grammy winner, has died. She made her mark in gospel, winning her first Grammy in 1996 for Best Traditional Soul Gospel Album with Face to Face. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A Badger named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tywee Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tywee an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jaire Alexander says Doubs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Doubs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contested. We're going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in. I mean, he catches 100 balls. Just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies overhead during the overnight with light winds and temperatures in the lower 40s. For your Tuesday, a mild day outside with sunny skies, light northwest winds, 5 to 10, and highs reaching the lower 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, our friend Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, which will include a presidential visit from Joe Biden. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. It's a brand new week, and I'm hearing myself in my ear, Sean. Not sure what that's... Thank you. And welcome to our program. An awful lot to talk about today. We are less than a month out. It's incredible. 20-some-odd days. We're 28 days? 29 days? 29 days until the election. And, in fact, there it is right at the top of my one sheet. And we've got a lot going on that I want to get to. First off, just a quick news summary. We'll get to that in just a moment about Hurricane Milton and Viktor Orban being in trouble and shocking new comments by Donald Trump endorsing Adolf Hitler. Also, Trump's death cult, how the trauma of COVID has fueled MAGA madness. We'll talk about that today. That's my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. In the second hour of our program, I want to get into this election not being about the perfect candidate, but about our future. In fact, well, I'll leave it at that. We'll get to it. And also in the second hour, Jill Stein is a narcissistic grifter and now openly threatening our democracy. And who would add twice as much to the national debt? Would it be Trump or Harris? In the third hour of our program, how the Supreme Court could reshape the 2024 race again, and an amazing geeky science brain rejuvenation breakthrough. Limiting glucose can spark new neuron growth, and what that might mean, and what, you know, how we can use this information. So, a lot going on. But to start out, Hurricane Milton is heading for the state where its governor, Ron DeSantis, has banned the use of the word climate change or global warming, either one of those two phrases, from any government documents. It's kind of like God is trying to talk to Floridians. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. People are going to die. This is going to be this hurricane, which was just a storm. It wasn't even a major tropical storm just 2 days ago, 3 days ago. I mean, just formed, is now blowing winds. It was 130 miles an hour, 120 miles an hour yesterday. They're 150 miles an hour now. Cat 5 starts at 152. It's a Cat 4 right now. 2 more miles an hour, and this thing is a Cat 5 hurricane, and it still has 2 days over the Gulf of Mexico, which is now in the 80s. It is unprecedentedly hot because of global warming, because of the fossil fuel industry lying to us for the last 60 years so that they and their stockholders and their CEOs could continue to make hundreds of billions, arguably trillions of dollars in profits, and funding climate deniers to go on television, funding media sites, funding, you know, these fools like Mark Morano, funding Republican politicians who all, you know, including Donald Trump, who are all denying climate change right now because they want to continue to get this fossil fuel industry money. And this is major stuff. It looks like it's heading for Tampa.
and which got, you know, hit kind of a glancing blow by Hurricane Helene. This is now Hurricane Milton. And tough stuff. If you are listening to me in Florida and you are in the path of this hurricane, please, as quickly as you can, gather your most important possessions and flee the state. Because this could be, we're looking at record-breaking storms here. And, of course, this is an area that's still recovering. There was a number of deaths just from Helene in this part of Florida. So here it comes. Meanwhile, over in Hungary, you know, Viktor Orban is the Hungarian leader, the leader of the country of Hungary. You know, a European country, a member of the European Union, member of NATO, in fact. And Viktor Orban has vigorously embraced Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. I mean, Putin, Trump, and Orban are like, you know, the three caballeros, right? They're the three musketeers. They all want authoritarian government. They all want to be, wealthy themselves, obviously, and are making themselves wealthy, and they are making their oligarchs wealthy. And none of the three of them actually believes in democracy. They all use democratic language. They all have elections, but, you know, none of them really believes in democracy. Well, over this past week, thousands of Hungarians have gathered outside the state-run television network. Now, in Hungary, there are several television networks. The ones that are privately owned are all broadcasting the equivalent of Fox News. All of the private media in Hungary, after Orban changed his libel laws. Now, this is exactly what Donald Trump has said he wants to do. Change the libel laws so that if anybody in the media says anything bad about the leader of the country, the leader of the country can sue them for libel or for defamation. Right now in the United States, if you were to say something terrible about me or about Donald Trump or about Joe Biden publicly in the media, in a new letter to the editor, on the air, none of us have the ability to sue you because we're all public figures. And it used to be that way. It is pretty much that way in every other country in the world. I mean, it just kind of makes sense. If you decide that you're going to step into the public arena, you've got to be willing to take some criticism, even if it's BS. But what Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin both did, and what Donald Trump has said he wants to do here in America, is change those libel laws so that the leader of the country can sue people who say things against them, even if they're true. If they consider them defamatory or libelous, they can sue and just wipe you out, put you out of business. And that's what Orban did with all of the media in Hungary. He just basically shut down all the media and bankrupted so many of them. And then his billionaire oligarch buddies would come in and buy up these media properties and reprogram them so that they were like Fox News, you know, all lies all the time. But they also have this state broadcaster in Hungary. And the state broadcaster, it's called MTVA, is sort of the Hungarian equivalent of NPR and public broadcasting. And the state media has also been all Orban all the time. Isn't Viktor Orban wonderful? Oh, he's the greatest man ever. Oh, I can't believe he did this marvelous thing. That's all they talk about all the time. And so these people showed up, the thousands and thousands of people. They're being led by the Tisza party and its leader, a fellow by the name of Magyar. And Peter Magyar, and they were waving flags saying, we have had enough, we are not afraid. These were the two main signs, and these were the things that they were chanting. Magyar, the head of the this center-right party, actually, it's the party that is opposing Orban right now is not the leftists. This is kind of the equivalent of Mitt Romney Republicans. And the head of that party now said, we have had enough of the malice, the lies, the propaganda. Our patience has run out. What we have as public service media in Hungary today is a global scandal, and we have had enough. Eventually, you know, no matter what happens, you get a dictator. Eventually, people want democracy. It's the natural state of humanity. It's a natural state of the entire animal kingdom, for that matter. People want democracy, and people will push back. So, you know, there you go. This is also the anniversary of October 7th, the slaughter in Israel of about 1,200 people by Hamas terrorists. That slaughter then gave, which by the way, happened because, apparently for two reasons. There has been no serious investigation into this because Netanyahu runs the government in Israel and he does not want an investigation. But number one, for years and years and years, Netanyahu gave Hamas billions of dollars because he thought doing so would cause them or empower them to get basically in a pissing match, a fight with the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, which runs the West Bank. The West Bank is on the east side of Israel. Gaza is on the west side of Israel. And so this was a divide-and-conquer strategy by Netanyahu that backfired and led to the death of 1,200 Israelis, number one. And number two, Netanyahu had pulled out all the soldiers who were protecting that area for reasons that nobody knows. So when the slaughter began, there was nobody there to save these people, including in the little villages right along the border. So that's how it began, and now you've got over 40,000 dead, mostly women and children, in Gaza, and now Netanyahu is expanding the war into Lebanon, and it looks like he's also trying to expand it beyond Lebanon, and basically all to keep himself out of going to jail. Finally, Donald Trump did a rally over the weekend and went into this rant in which he was endorsing Adolf Hitler's theory that the murder of the Jews was acceptable because they were genetically inferior people. He said he was talking about black people, specifically the black immigrants from Haiti who are in Springfield and others. And he said, "A murderer, I believe this, it's in their genes, and we've got a lot of bad genes in our country right now." So Aisha Mills, a Democratic strategist on CNN, said, "We have long known that Donald Trump revered the Nazis. He has revered Hitler, has read his books. Trump has had a very sinister philosophy, wanting to be a dictator." She went on to say he would absolutely try to exterminate an entire group of people because he thinks their genes are somehow different from his. I say this with all the sternness you hear in my voice because it is serious, and Americans should recognize that. Constitutional attorney Michael Christ said Donald Trump has gone full eugenicists here. This is deeply harmful. Gee, you think? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Greg Bach, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
All right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. 30.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, the Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com to get that free month supply of Superbearing and 15% off. Superbearing.com and just use that code Tom, T-H-O-M.
But while we mourn, he spun his lies, turning truth to dust right before our eyes. Hypervigilant hearts, broken trust, they fell into the lies, it became a must. Fox News blaring Trump's every word, a twisted cult where facts are blurred. It's Trump's death cult, born in the storm, fueled by the trauma when we were all torn. They bought his madness, they followed his lead. In a world of chaos, he planted his seed. They're caught in the lie, can't break free. How did the madness come to be? Families torn apart, they're stocking up arms, ready for a war, blind to the harm. He tells them who to fear, who's to blame. In the shadow of trauma, he fuels the flame. COVID killed while he watched it unfold. Now they worship the man with a heart so cold. PTSD in the minds of his crowd, and now they scream his name so loud. It's Trump's death cult, born in the storm, fueled by the trauma when we were all torn.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. What that song is all about is today's op-ed over at HartmanReport.com and my rant here this morning. Trump's death cult It's titled How the Trauma of COVID Fueled MAGA Madness. When I was doing the research on this over the weekend, I just was astonished by the list of characteristics of people who have post-traumatic stress disorder. First off, there are numerous studies out there showing that Americans, the average of the studies suggests that 26% of Americans are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of having lived through COVID. Over a million Americans died because of Trump's incompetence. We had the second worst death rate in the world behind Peru, and Peru was as bad as it was because their president just insisted that COVID was nothing to worry about. And so you've got people who are traumatized by COVID, you know, who lived through it. And here are these are the symptoms of PTSD, of post-traumatic stress disorder, among them. There's others as well. Hypervigilance and threat sensitivity, causing people to experience heightened alertness to potential and often imagined threats, you know, like Trump's lies about Haitian immigrants. Difficulty with trust, which may lead to skepticism of official sources and greater reliance on alternative information channels. Vulnerability, in other words, to Trump's lies and his claims of fake news when he's fact-checked. Emotional dysregulation, making individuals like Tina Peters, the hundreds of January 6th rioters now in jail, and other Trump followers more vulnerable to emotionally charged lies and MAGA cult membership. Cognitive changes impacting critical thinking skills needed to evaluate information that might contradict the lies Trump and his co-conspirators are promulgating. Social isolation, which may limit exposure to different perspectives and fact-checking from others who try to tell MAGA members how deluded and exploited they really are. Seeking explanations, causing people to have a heightened need to understand and make sense of their experience, making them more open to MAGA's anti-science lies. And avoidance behaviors, leading people to avoid exposure to diverse information sources, keeping them trapped in Trump cult bubbles like right-wing hate radio and Fox so-called news. Multiple studies on this. And, you know, what I'm suggesting is that one of the main reasons that we have so many people who have fallen into the, you know, down the rabbit hole of the Trump cult is because they were traumatized by COVID. Now, the good news is that the two main ways that people get out of cults are the cult leader dies or the cult leader is discredited. And if Trump loses in a big way this fall, he will be discredited, and it will probably shake a lot of people out of his cult. I mean, you know, it's going to be a challenge, which means that defeating Trump, that's up to us. That's your work and my work. So vote. Get everybody you know out there to vote.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So those are my first hour thoughts. What are yours? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At cbdistillery.com, the code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
Okay, team, I'm going to level with you. The economy's looking pretty We need everyone to put on their thinking caps. Our digital marketing is flattening out. Every time we get successful with the right keywords, the costs are becoming astronomical. And our CPMs are going through the roof and conversion rates are tanking. Now, how are we going to stand out from our competitors when we're all doing the same thing? Bob?
Well, boss, one thing I enjoy doing is listening to satellite radio.
Maybe we can use one of those hosts to talk about our products and drive more customers online. Radioactive Media made brands from Squatty Potty, Dr. Marty's Pets, Bone Soap, and more. They can match us with the right influencer and get a ROAS as high as 5-1.
Get a free analysis and receive $1,000 credit towards your first national campaign by going to radioactivemedia.com or text the word radio to 511-511. Discover how audio marketing can surpass your current strategies with new and innovative ways that sound better. Go to radioactivemedia.com or text radio to 511-511 today.
Terms, conditions, message, and data rates may apply.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Interstates in Florida packed bumper-to-bumper, evacuations ahead of Hurricane Milton's smash into Florida's west coast late Wednesday or early Thursday. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z in Tampa.
Up and down Bayshore Boulevard, the very popular area where these big homes, they have all their debris piles out currently from Helene. And so this same area is going to take the surge they got, which was record, about 5 to 7 feet, and they could double it.
VP Harris calling former President Trump incredibly irresponsible for spreading falsehoods about the federal response to Hurricane Helene, like federal aid money being diverted to illegal migrants. Three people are dead in a medical helicopter crash in Owen County, Kentucky tonight, says the Federal Aviation Administration. A federal judge orders Google to tear down the digital walls shielding its Android app store from competition. Millions of Android apps in the Play Store library will be accessible to rivals. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A rescue team is back in Wisconsin after helping with Hurricane Helene recovery in North Carolina. 16 members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 brought supplies for victims like inflatable boats, life jackets, and protective gear. They arrived at Volk Field on Saturday. The team's leader says they'll return to North Carolina if they're needed. A federal judge is ordering a Rusk County township to bring back its electronic voting machines. James Kelly reports.
The injunction requires the town of Thornapple to offer an accessible voting system at all of their polling places for the November 5th election. The Department of Justice filed a complaint in September, alleging that the town had not provided the accessible voting machines to ensure voters with disabilities were able to participate in the April and August elections. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention Bear fans. No, not those kind. The Bear will be back for a season 4, and actress Sarah Paulson, who plays Cousin Michelle in the show, indicated she will be back as well. The actress indicated as much while discussing her new horror film, Hold Your Breath, with the New York Post. Hold Your Breath dropped last Thursday on Hulu to pretty mediocre reviews. The film also stars fellow The Bear cast member and two-time Emmy winner Ebon Moss-Bacharach. Season 4 of The Bear could return as early as 2025. In How Clueless Can You Possibly Be news, a man approached Sean Combs' ex, Young Miami, and asked her to sign a bottle of baby oil. The rapper was sitting in an SUV when the fan approached and asked her through an open window to sign his toiletry. The FBI uncovered thousands of bottles of baby oil from Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles earlier this year. The only thing that could make this story even weirder is if it was totally random and the guy had no knowledge of Sean Combs' scandal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies overhead during the overnight with light winds and temperatures in the lower 40s. For your Tuesday, a mild day outside with sunny skies, light northwest winds, 5 to 10, and highs reaching the lower 70s. Currently 49 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old.
while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Congressman Mark Pocan stops by for an update on Congress hobbling toward the finish line and a visit from State Assembly Rep Jody Emerson.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Do we have him potted up? I'm not hearing Andre. Okay, just in case, I'll put Andre on hold, and we'll try Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, can you hear me?
Hi, Tom. Yes,
hey,
I can.
Okay,
I'm
it works. The system works. So yeah. What's up?
I'm just calling. I'm just really worried. We need to win. Harris-Waltz needs to win, or this may be the last time we vote. I mean, just really think about that. The last time we vote, it sounds unthinkable.
Yeah.
And it's to carry out the billionaire's plan. If the Democrat Party loses, they take over. Trump is really their tool. Trump isn't capable of planning anything and setting it off. It's the billionaires behind him, their leadership to him. And if Trump wins, he'll either hand down eventually his power to Vance under a dictatorship. He can do this. Or his power to Don Jr. I mean, dictators like to keep it in the family, don't they?
Yep.
And it is, there's something going on with these groups, the Heritage Foundation, conservatives, Project 2025, Opus Dei, billionaires. I mean, they're all working for the same concerted effort. It just really is frightening.
Yeah.
And then our leader, our country's leader, will join the dictators club around the world.
Yep.
You know, with Putin, Erdogan,
yeah, he's already pretty much said
Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, Diana, yeah. if forgive the interruption, but I see on the TV monitor I've got here in the studio that Hurricane Milton just passed over. I said earlier it was Category 4 and 2 miles an hour short of Category 5. And Category 5 is the highest that there is. That's everything above 152 miles an hour. Well, it just went up to 160 miles an hour. So this is historic-level hurricane that's about to hit Tampa on Wednesday.
Yes, and is there a governor going full bore out there to help them? I don't hear anything about him.
Well, I'm guessing he's going to do everything he can with federal and state money to prepare and deal with it afterwards. But the problem is that he refuses to acknowledge climate change. He took the phrase
exactly.
Climate change and the phrase global warming. He ordered them removed from all Florida documents. He shut down their offices that would have dealt with things like climate change. He's he's hostile to electric cars and solar panels on roofs. I mean, he's
Florida.
All in with the fossil fuel billionaires because, he wants Charles Koch shoveling money at him, basically.
But the problem is Florida is still a red state.
Yeah.
It just astounds me that they're willing to do this to themselves.
Well, I think without voter suppression, it would actually be a blue state. I mean, you saw almost a 10% drop in black voter participation in 2020, when Ron DeSantis arrested 12 or 15 black people for voting, for illegally voting, claiming that, they were all people who had been released from prison and they thought they could vote because of the ballot initiative. And the state gave them permission to vote. The state said, yeah, sure, you could vote, and then arrested them. So I really think without the voter suppression that Florida would be a blue state. I think that's true of Texas and Georgia, too.
It's up to the voters it's up to the people, the citizens in Florida, to take care of that. We can't do it for them.
Yep, you're right.
They need to address this.
You're absolutely right. Diane, I got to move along, but thank you. Very well said. Thank you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Tom, we know that Netanyahu
pulled his troops out of southern Israel. That's a fact, Tom.
You mean the area around Gaza that where Hamas attacked?
Correct. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, in anticipation of the attacks.
So the question that I want to laser focus on right now, Tom, is do you have any information that Netanyahu did this to lure Hamas?
I have no information at all about this, Larry. You know, all I know is what I read in the media. You know, what I've read in the media is that Netanyahu was warned weeks in advance that this attack from Hamas was coming and refused to beef up security for the people who lived in that area, which would have prevented this from happening. Similarly, on August 6th, George W. Bush, the CIA, flew a guy down to Crawford, Texas, August 6, 2001, flew a guy down to Crawford, Texas to hand deliver to George W. Bush a memo saying bin Laden determined to strike inside the U.S. You read the memo, and, you know, they were pretty sure that the two targets were New York and Washington, D.C. Did George W. Bush convene his National Security Task Force? Did he pull together the FBI and CIA? Did he beef up security in our airports? No, he did none of the above. Instead, he took the longest vacation in presidential history, and for the last part of it, went to Florida, where his brother was governor, and his brother declared a state of emergency. Apparently in anticipation of the 9/11 attacks. Here you have two right-wing leaders who, it sure looks to me, and I don't want to go down too deep a conspiracy rabbit hole, but at the very least, failed in their duty to protect their people, at the very least. And, you know, you can imagine what's worse than that. So, yeah, that's my understanding, Larry. Thanks for the call. David in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, David, I hope you're getting ready for this hurricane.
I'm ready.
Are you in its path? I don't know where Clearwater is. Forgive me.
Clearwater is in Pinellas County. It's county seat of Pinellas County. It's just west of Tampa.
Oh, my. Oh, you got to get out of town, David. This thing is,
on a peninsula.
This is a friggin' monster.
Hello? Tom, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, David. You need to get out of town. You've got a monster hurricane heading your way.
To the phone guy, and he was finding out where I was.
Yeah,
I'm on Pinellas County, in Pinellas County, and it's just west of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an ace in the hole. It's worked so far, but it's sort of strange. Back in 1500, we had a guy named Philippi, who was a surgeon for Napoleon, who came over and populated Safety Harbor in Pinellas County.
Mm-hmm.
He was a doctor, and he saved the life of an Indian chief. And this Indian chief, Tecumseh. Anyway, the chief put a spell on Pinellas County that there would be no direct hits on Pinellas County by the storms. They didn't call them hurricanes in those days.
Yeah.
And guess what? We've never had a hurricane hit directly in Pinellas County. But if this thing's a Cat 5, it doesn't have to hit us directly to wipe out this whole part of Florida.
Yeah, it is.
Even if
it is.
Down to
get ready for it, and don't rely on old Indian spells.
No.
I think Ron DeSantis's deal with the devil has broken all those protective spells there, David.
Yeah, no, well, I understand that. But just wanted to make you aware that there is a little ace in the hole, not a very good ace.
Yeah.
But beats voting. And we're informed that if our ballots get wet, we'll just need to go down and get another one. That sounds a little Republican to me.
Yeah. Well, please.
I will have voted.
Please be safe, David. Please be safe.
Thank you. And everybody else around this area, be safe. And everybody be safe in America.
Yeah, well, be safe by getting out of the way of that hurricane, because this, Florida is not well suited.
We've had two already, and both of them hit us down in Fort Myers, where we have some other properties. So we're pretty well just sort of getting ready for this one. We're ready.
Okay.
As ready as you can be.
Well, I hope so, and I hope I hear from you again. David, thank you for the call, and good luck. Godspeed.
You too. Thank you, Tom.
Yep. Randy in Chicago. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Yes, Tom, I haven't talked to you for a while, but I have been listening to you for a long time. I was just going to talk about the situation in the Middle East. Last week, I was getting very scared because It seemed like the same scenario with World War One. Imperial Germany was the senior partner. The Austro-Hungarian Empire was the junior partner. And when the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria got assassinated, Imperial Germany gave Austria a blank check to do whatever they wanted. And that's how World War One started. Now I've read that Biden's starting to put the handcuffs on Israel. But I think the real thing that could defuse all of this is really the Israeli people themselves. Because when they have to mobilize, they mobilize quite a bit of their population.
Well, here's the thing. When Netanyahu went after the leader of Hamas and actually killed him, you know, up in Beirut, Netanyahu's popularity shot up past 60% in Israel.
Right.
I mean, that would be like, George W. Bush having killed bin Laden, a little less than a year after 9/11. His popularity would have exploded. I mean, it did anyway, but...
I'm hoping that saner heads in Israel and Tel Aviv will... Because they're really the only ones that are going to be able... If they can get Netanyahu to step down and the population says, we don't want any more of this. We're getting to the point where we might not even be here.
Yeah. I get it. Hopefully, the situation will not get worse, Randy. I'm not optimistic, though. Netanyahu and Trump are both fighting to stay out of prison, and that is coloring the situation all the way around. Randy, thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
Go down tonight. Freedom brings a tsunami is coming, crashing on our shore. Ragweeds are running, feeding on the poor. But we'll stand together, fight with all our might for the soul of our nation. We won't go down tonight. A tsunami is coming, but we won't be swept away with the power of our voices.
There's a storm on the horizon, you can see it in the sky. A wave of dark and money rolling in with a lie. The winds of greed are howling and the thunder starts to boom. Democracy is trembling, standing on the edge of doom. Can we hold the line when the tide starts to rise? Will the truth be our beacon, piercing through their lies? A tsunami is coming, crashing on our shore. There's a storm on the horizon, you can see it in the sky. A wave of dark and money rolling in with a lie. The winds of greed are howling and the thunder starts to boom. Democracy is trembling, standing on the edge of doom. Can we hold the line when the tide starts to rise? Will the
kind of thread themselves into your intestinal tissue, and the surface of the worm itself produces a drug that downregulates your immune system. And I mean, like Osil, that 6,000-year-old guy that they found on the mountainside in Austria, he had worms in his gut, right? And so throughout human history, we all had worms that were downregulating our immune system by, say, 10%, so that we wouldn't reject the worms, then the question becomes, what happens when you get rid of those worms? Well, which is what we've done since we started, really over the last 60 or 70 years, because, you know, this all has to do with flush toilets and no longer having...
In the sky, a wave of dark and money rolling in with a lie. The winds of greed are howling and the thunder starts to boom. Democracy is trembling, standing on the edge of doom. Can we hold the line when the time...
Fall is the hidden history of monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see the hidden history of oligarchy, the rise of the hard right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I used to have a mail-order business many years ago. I would have loved to have had ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Only over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that actually delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your 60-day free trial to try out the shipping software that really does work. Like I said, 98% of companies that stick with them for a year become customers for life. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free 60-day trial.
We're back. Crashing on our shore, right wing dog money, feeding on the poor.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Darren in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Darren, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was had a hypothetical. I know we hate hypotheticals, but if let's say Trump wins the presidency, could he refuse to swear to protect the Constitution? Can he not put his hand on the Bible?
Well, he doesn't have to put his hand on a Bible, but the Constitution does require an oath of office. And there's no doubt in my mind he'll do the oath of office. It just, you know, he just won't take it seriously.
All right, and I got one quick question. I was thinking, is there something Biden can do to test the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity, say, do some kind of presidential act that may violate something?
Yeah, you'd have to commit a crime. Here's the problem, Darren. The Supreme Court, there was two parts to that decision. The first part was that if a president is engaged in an official act and in the course of that official act commits a crime, he is immune from prosecution. So you got that right. The second part is, who decides which specific crimes are excusable? The Supreme Court itself. So every time a president commits a crime, it has to go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decides whether that president can be prosecuted for that crime or not. So the odds are, you know, given the Supreme Court that we have with six corrupt Republicans on the court, the odds are very high that if Biden committed a crime to test it, they would simply say, yeah, you can be prosecuted. Let's throw Biden in jail. I mean, that's how bizarre the decision is. It's really and truly bizarre. Darren, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. It's a great question. Thank you. Nikki in Chicago. Hey, Nikki, what's on your mind today?
Hi. My question for you is the fear that I have that there's a whole section of Democrats who are holding back from backing Harris because of the situation in Israel. I hear it from my kids' generation, like 30s, 40s. Mm-hmm. They don't understand why the United States keeps sending weapons to Israel. And I really don't have an answer for them other than I say it's complicated. It's not black and white. It's an old problem, and it's been going on, you know, for 80 years or whatever. And do you have anything? I mean, why do we keep sending if we need to get a ceasefire? Kind of like seems like opposites.
Yeah, I don't know, Nikki. And there's a lot of people try to figure out why Biden is continuing to arm Israel, and why Harris is supporting that, and it is hurting them badly. In Michigan and Wisconsin, Jill Stein is making this the centerpiece of her campaign and says that she wants to, or her top person in Wisconsin came out and said that they want to teach Democrats a lesson. And in the Arab American community in Michigan, Jill Stein is getting something like 20-30% of the vote now. And of course, it was Jill Stein taking the vote in five swing states in 2016 that handed Donald Trump the White House. In every one of those states, her vote total was larger than his margin of victory. Had she not been on the ballot, Hillary Clinton would have become our president. And she's trying to do it again, and she may well do it again. And the only thing that I would say to somebody who's talking like that is there's more at stake here than just what's going on in the Middle East. I get it. You know, what Israel's doing is in my opinion, criminal. Particularly in Gaza, what they have done. Is criminal, and you know we should not be supporting them, and we should not be sending them more weaponry. But that said, this election is about a hell of a lot more than just Israel. It's about the United States. It's about the future of our country. It's about your ability to go to college debt free. It's about your ability to get health care. It's about your ability to have a decent job. It's about your ability to speak up about politics and not end up in prison. It's about your ability to have a decent life in a functioning society, as opposed to living in a pseudo-Nazi right-wing state. And I think that the answer, Nikki, would be to kind of flip that around and make it very, very personal. What are the things this person who's talking to you cares about? Odds are they're not going to go live in Gaza. Odds are they don't even know anybody in Gaza. But they do live here, and they do have things here that they care about.
Okay. Thank
Am I
you
making
for the
sense?
Tool. Yes.
Because I'm sorry, and I realize it's a pathetic way to respond, but it's all I got. I mean, you know, it's, you know, because I strongly disagree with Biden's policies. I get it that, you know, maybe he doesn't want to piss off Jewish voters. Maybe there's a political equation here, or maybe he just, you know, is thinking, we got to support Israel no matter what.
Aren't the Jews tired of Bibi? Aren't they tired of him too?
Well, I think so, yeah. But now that he's gone after Hamas and actually decapitated their leadership, he's a grand hero. I mean, his popularity just exploded. It just shot way up over the last 2 weeks. So it's going to be really hard to dislodge him now. Nikki, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-5-
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mark Becker, host of The Rational Revolution, joins me. Plus, Trump says migrants have the murder gene. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.